Four Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome, Daily Standard.
A very good afternoon to our Indian fans. I'm Dave Cobb, along with my partner, Harold Feely, and we are at Ed Sandy Field here in Elida. Going to bring you some regional action today,
you
folks.
Betcha.
And this is going to be a big one, and place is already cram-packed.
Got lots and lots of fans.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Walking in, there was fans by the
got a
crap
lot
load coming in here, and we're probably about... I don't even know what time it is, Spencey. But
yeah, I don't know, but they're...
Umpires are out there talking to the managers. We're getting close to baseball time. And
Reese's coming in the house.
We're super fired up for it. So we're looking to play this Montpelier team. We talked to a couple fans as we came in, Harold. They are 13-8.
15-8. Yeah, I think they might have had a couple games this week.
Okay. So 15-8, and we're coming in at 13-12. So
yep.
It's going to be a pretty evenly matched team. Both of us talked to my brother Jerry. He did some checking on things.
Oh, we
got to
go over one.
And we got to move down?
Yep. We got to get a standard one.
Talked to brother Jerry, and he came and scouted this team here last week and said they are base thieving
quick
fools.
Yeah. Quick.
So kind of got the lowdown a little bit on that from him, and he said they're not super aggressive at the plate. There's a couple of them that are. But other than that, when they get on, they
like
are going
to
run. So, you know, hopefully Alex Deuce is on top of his game. He's got his stuff working. It's a beautiful day for baseball. Absolutely,
yes, sir.
Zero excuses whatsoever. So things are going to come together for the Fort. We get a chance to move on and play tomorrow night. Who won the first game? Reese, do you know? Bruce has no idea.
Clue. We need
Lipsick. Lipsick won 10-0.
Lipsick's about 22-2, right? They're pretty good.
Yeah, Lipsick's a pretty solid team.
Pretty solid.
This team that we're playing actually beat a team that when I talked to the umpires at Convoy there after the Crestview game, they were high on this team.
Yep.
And he said, no, it was the team that Montpelier beat. Who did they beat?
Hilltop. Hilltop? You thought that was a
Hilltop.
They were pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, anything can happen in baseball, Fee.
Never know.
And like we talked on the way here, as long as our pitcher's got his game face on, then I think
we'll
we're going to be okay.
I agree with you.
Looks like they're getting ready to announce some of the players and get the lineups out there and do the national anthem. We'll take a quick break if Reese is ready. We'll get the lineups together, and we'll be ready to rock and roll right after this.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Campbell.
Saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. Cause one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting and Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
All right, welcome back here to Ed Sandy Field Fee.
It's ball game time.
We're getting ready to go here in Indians home field tonight, and it's going to be leading off for the Indians, the hot hitting Troy Holman.
Been on fire here lately.
Yep, followed by Reese Wendell, Caden Holman at DH, another guy that's been wrapping up some hits. And I tell you what, this place is rocking. This place has got, I bet you, I'd hate to guess how many people is here. Do you want to know the truth about it?
Spencey hooking us up. You with a little
got some
Gatorade,
popcorn. Got some Gatorade. We're happy.
We're ready to go.
Pretty sharp pitcher out there, number six for, what are they?
Kenneth Locos.
The Locomotives.
Locomotives.
Mount Pelier Locomotives. Number six, Kenneth Schmelzer. And that's the guy that Jerry said played shortstop yep. for him when he came up and watched. But I know the young man is 8-0 on the season fee.
Ooh,
and
time to get a loss.
Yeah, it's time. It's time for the Indians to say, you know, enough's enough. But he is a sophomore.
Sophomore.
Sophomore hurler on the mound here in the regional semifinals.
Looks like they only got two seniors.
Yep, it's a young squad, and they got things put together towards the end of the year, just like our Fort Recovery Indians. So I think it's going to be one of those games where if somebody can jump out to a quick start, maybe get them down a little bit, you know, you never
yep,
know.
Might be. We'd love to start out like we did last week.
Yeah, if anybody's going to battle back, it's probably going to be the Indians, in my
yep.
book. But all right. T-Rex Homa, number 11, getting ready to step into the old batter's box for pitch number one. Reese Wendell on deck for the Tribe.
Regional semis.
Yeah.
Winner gets a shot at Lipsick.
Lipsick.
They won 10-0 in the first game.
We'll take a chance at them.
Absolutely.
We ain't afraid.
We ain't scared.
306 down the right field line. If Troy can pull one out of here, 302 down the left field line. 355
yep.
dead straight away center. Pitch number one comes in there, and it's
down.
A little low, and that's going to be ball one. Good eye by number 11.
Attaboy.
Beautiful afternoon here. In
Great
Eli,
day
Ohio.
For baseball.
Let's play a game of ball. That pitch on the outside end
outside
for a
corner.
Strike.
We are right behind home plate.
Yeah, we got good view here.
We got good view.
Here comes a 1-1. That one's low.
All
ball
low.
Two.
Elevated field.
I was thinking the exact same thing, partner.
I feel like we're down.
Yeah, I do too. I feel like just on the other side of this wall, it's up a foot.
Yeah.
I pitch outside.
All right. Anyway,
right.
baby, anyway.
Yeah, get on there, T-Rex. Get on there. Come
get
on,
her started, home. Baby.
Three balls and a strike. Nobody out. Top of the first. First batter of the ball game. Swung on and popped up.
Out
looks like
off.
It's going to be out of play over towards the batting cage, and it is.
On top of the batting cage.
That makes it 3-2.
Full count.
That's a hitter's pitch. He got a pitch he wanted to take a whack at, and he tried
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
No complaints
All
on
right,
that.
Troy, a little base hit ball four action right here.
One of our seven seniors here in the old batter's
yes,
box.
Yes, sir. Ooh, that was
that
high.
Jam shot. Popped him up. It's going to be a tough play out in left field. Left fielder's looking straight in the sun, but makes the play.
Next down, Troy.
So one up, one down here in the top of the first brings up Reese Wendell to the plate.
I got a feeling this kid's going to have a night.
Reese?
Yep.
99?
I got a feeling.
Well, you know what? I can tell you this. When we were at Convoy that night in our sectional final game, he got on the first base, and I'm telling you, he drove that pitcher absolutely bad. Kind of a jam check swing. Gonna
yeah, he
be
did.
Called for a strike. But, you know, it makes all the difference in the world. You can get that runner down to first. Guy goes out of the windup, goes into the stretch. Now he's worried about a runner, and
good luck.
Just changes everything. That ball is outside.
Yeah, absolutely. Troy let us off against Marion Lugo with a base hit right up the middle, and,
yep.
and Reese had a huge at bat that day. He ended up making an out at second base, but probably about 10 pitches before he did that.
Yep, that was tight on his elbow. Didn't touch him, though.
Close.
Two balls and a strike.
All right, big fella, get on here.
That one's high and outside.
All right.
It looks to me like they're playing us awful deep, and I don't know if that's just because we're
sitting down
this hole, but the left fielder looks way
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, he looks
there.
Like
the
he's
right
standing on the fence.
Right fielder's pretty shallow, but
that
pitch taken right there at the old letters, and that's going to be strike two.
Another full count?
Yeah, if nothing else. We're making him use some pitches here in the first inning. Here comes the 3-2. Swung on jam
get
shot
up,
out
get up,
to the shortstop.
Attaboy!
There's the shortstop head, and that's going to fall in there for an Indian base hit.
Attaboy, Reese.
So a one-out single by Reese Wendell. Gets a little speedster down there to first base.
Yes,
that
sir.
That was one of those pitches that, it was right down the middle.
Yeah,
and
you had to take a swing at it.
You got to take a whack at that, baby. That's going to bring up the hot hit number 13, Caden Homan, our DH.
Yes, sir, Caden. Been having a lot of fun with that bat lately.
Yeah, I hope it looks as big tonight as it did last week.
Yep.
I hope that ball
nice,
comes in there. And
good
just,
time at Coldwater.
He was the Tribe. We get our number two guy on. He gets the second on a pass ball. Third. And He got the second on a steal, third on a pass ball.
Third on a pass ball.
Ground ball to the first baseman that allows him to score. The innings are up 1-0.
No balls, two strikes. Fouled over our heads.
Popped up over our noggins.
One out for the Indians here.
Top of the first inning, Indians up 1-0. Caden homing at first. Here comes the 0-2 curveball.
Wow.
And that's outside. Good eye by 44.
All right. Mr. Garkey hanging tough here. Caden, yeah, small lead there first, not too big.
Says we were off the air for a short bit, but Bobby,
oh, big swing and a miss.
Good cut by 44. All right, two away here in the top of the first. If you just missed us, we're back on the air now, and the Indians lead 1-0. 1-0 on a Reese Wendell base hit. Gets the second on a stolen base. Gets the third on a pass ball and scores on a ground ball fielder's choice to the first baseman. And Reese did an excellent job of scoring. It was aggressive.
Yes, he did. Halfway down, kind of challenged that first baseman, and first baseman didn't know what to do. He didn't run at him. He just threw it.
First baseman's, yeah.
And he beat it there.
All right, so Caden Greasy to the plate, and we all know the Caden Greasy.
Select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU 401 Apparel to get your order started today.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed infusion treatment for you or your loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing sterile IV medications compounded on our premises. We do insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, reporting to healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, welcome back here to Elida to Ed Sandy Field. We're getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Alex Garkey out there, Alex Deuce out there on the mound for the Indians. Young man signed to go to play baseball at Marietta, right?
Marietta, yeah, yes, sir.
Marietta, he's going to be a pitcher for them, but until that time, he's going to wear the purple.
Absolutely. He's got a few more games for the purple, hopefully.
Absolutely. So Griffin Cooley steps in. He's the catcher for Montpelier.
Sophomore.
Followed by Kenneth Smeltzer, the pitcher. First pitch is fouled off and out of play.
Hello back there.
Lucy gets on top.
Looks like a pretty young club, too.
Yeah, no doubt. I think there's a freshman in the
two
lineup.
Two seniors, and yeah, they got a bunch of freshmen on there.
There's a curveball coming right back at to us. And quickly, Ducey gets ahead. No balls and two strikes. Come on, Ducey.
Get yourself here, buddy.
Absolutely.
One of them nasty curveballs. Drop
there's
down.
The side armor. That's going to be the side armor, and that's going to be good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Strike three.
It's a good start for Deuce.
It's exactly the way you draw it up.
Yes, it is.
I hope I put a lot of little hash marks over by that K.
A lot of like K, yeah. Let's fill that thing up. There you
first
go, baby.
First curveball comes across the plate, hits the outside edge. For
nasty
strike
on that outside corner.
So Kenneth Smeltzer, the pitcher, who's a sophomore, number two hitter, he comes up, takes that pitch outside. One ball, one strike. Rick Stobie behind the plate here for the Tribe, like always.
Yep.
There's a 1-1 fastball, a little low. Not bad pitch, so.
We kind of asked him last night, you know when that drop down side armor's coming? He goes, nope. I have no idea. I said, I'm sure you love that. Good pitch.
Wow.
Hanging curveball.
Yeah. Pulled the string on that one, brought it across the plate for strike two. Two balls, two strikes.
Get him yourself here. Alex, what do you say, babe?
Here comes a 2-2. There's a hard hit ground ball, and that's going to get past Alex Deuce for a base hit. So, just like for the Indians, a one-out base hit.
One-out hit.
Put Smeltzer down at first base, and that brings up number seven, Landon Fackler.
Fackler, a senior.
One of the seniors.
One of the few.
Squad.
There's only a couple.
One of the couple. He steps in with runners at first, and I can tell you that young man is going to steal. That's all we know about him.
Well, Riggsy, do your job, buddy.
Riggs, do your job, and I'm pretty sure we got a little play planned here if we can get it to work. That one's high.
Oh, high.
Two balls, no strikes. I think we might see a pickoff play right here, folks, if I'm a guessing man. Nope, he's coming home. That's high, too. Ball three.
All right, don't worry about that runner. Come on, Alex.
Yeah, Lucy, don't worry about that guy.
Got to make him earn it.
So Fackler at a 3-0 count here. There's a fastball coming in right across
pitch
the plate.
Fackler took a step towards first and then got back in the box.
Here comes a 3-1. That's inside.
Strike two. He took three steps this time.
I thought that was the ball.
I did too. The umpire says, I don't think so. Full count.
This would be an all-world comeback right here for Deucey down 3-0. Now if he can get it back to 3-2, here comes the pitch.
Grounder.
Hit. This could be a tailor-made double play.
Oh, he bobbled it.
And that was behind what happened there. He bobbled
Alex
a little bit?
Yeah, Alex bobbled it. Didn't have time to get the guy at second, so he went to
force
made
the second
throw to first. Didn't get him either.
So that's an error.
Error on six.
For Alex Garcia, and that's
that
going to
a Taylor Mader. You got to get that.
Say, I was a hard hit ball right at him, and then that umpire got in his way, and or my way, and I couldn't see a thing.
Yeah, looked like he just kind of dropped it, trying to get it out of the glove, I think.
So an E6 puts Fackler at first, Smeltzer down at second, and that brings up Cam Smith, center fielder.
Cameron Smith.
First pitch curveball outside for a ball.
Good stop by Riggs behind the plate.
Winner plays Lipsick.
Lipsick's 23-2.
There's a fastball right down the heart of the plate. Swung and missed.
Good high heat. Nice
job. Yeah, that was. That was a good one right above the belt.
Got a battle back here now.
Jackson Richmond on deck.
Curveball.
Curveball is popped
blooper
up. It's going to be a tough play.
So oh, no.
Reese Wendell's
Reese
coming
Wendell
in.
Got it. Nice
puts
job
her in the back pocket, and that's out number two. I think it's just deceiving.
It does. I don't know.
Thought that was going to drop in there. And
I thought it was, too. He got there easy.
Yeah, he got there no trouble. So Smith goes down with a
got a big boy coming
up
there.
Out there, the left fielder for out number two. And Jackson Richmond, the first baseman, comes up
the
plate.
Senior.
Runners at first and second. Curveball is outside for a ball. All right, Deucey, bear down. Worry about this batter, and that's
yeah,
it.
Get the batter, and let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Get back up and hit
batter
again.
We want to hit.
Whoops.
That is a rocket out towards... Well hit ball by the first baseman for the Railroaders, but it's right out there to receivers. He puts it in the old mitt. And guess what?
I got
it. Three outs. So the Indians, after one complete inning, lead 1-0. We'll be back for the top of the second right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with the convenience of a utility vehicle. This new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
This is the last week that Miracle Lanes will be open until August. That's right, Sunday will be the last day to get all that great food, subs, wings, pizza, and all those other family favorites. Call them at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Last chance until August at Miracle Lanes is this Sunday, so don't wait. Call them at 375-4274 and get your order in now. Have a graduation party you're planning for, or a weekend get-together? Let Wayne IGA be your party headquarters. Of course, they have all the drinks you want, pop, beer, wine, Powerade, plus all the snacks. But don't forget that you can also get their great fried chicken, everybody's favorite. And the barbecue pork, cream chicken, and beef make for quick and easy sandwiches. Don't forget to call ahead at 375-2865 to order their party trays. Fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. They'll make your party preparations easier. Wayne IGA, the hometown store that saves you more.
All right, we're back here at Sandy Field. Indians are going to have Gavin Fowler leading off, followed by Reese Evers and Ricks Toby and many more. Good first inning.
Absolutely. Divided into seven games like Brother Jerry did. We won the first game.
We won the first one.
We just need to win.
Yep.
A couple more.
Let's win a few more here.
Yeah.
Come on, Gavin. Strike. Inside corner.
This kid's got a, you know, he's got a little zip on the ball, but
yeah,
it's not moving that much.
Ground ball. Get up there. Get in there. That's a base hit for Gavin Fowler. Right up the middle. Calvi, that's the old hit him where they ain't.
That's exactly right, man. I tell you, that was a C&I, and shortstop played him, favored him a little bit towards third base and couldn't quite get over there in time. And
yep.
Lead off base we shot.
We got a runner on
Gavin.
Receiver's your hitter. Right fielder just made a fabulous play out in right field. Line drive right at him.
He may be squaring this one up to bunt.
Yeah, let's get him over. Let's get him over in scoring position. Score every inning. Squares to bunt. Way outside.
Yeah,
ball one.
Back.
Hold it back in time. Reese, right fielder. Another senior. Ground ball. Nicely done. Sacrifice bunt.
Exactly
well done by Reese.
Exactly what you're supposed to do.
Got him over to second base in scoring position.
Now it's time for old number 12 to knock him in.
Yep, absolutely.
We got the first part done.
So that was a sacrifice for the first out of the inning. Ricks Toby, your hitter. Indians catcher. Ball low, bounced on him. Catcher keep it in front. Nice job.
I was going to say, you know what? Pass ball right there. Pretty close to that. It was a good
that
block
was close.
By the catcher.
That was a nice job by the catcher. Alex Deuce on deck for the Indians. Ball a little low again. Two balls, no strikes.
Good eye, Riggsy. Good eye,
on
Riggs.
The Indians catcher. 2-0, looking for something. Sweet down the middle here. A little fastball down the middle. Drive it right back at him.
Perfect. Gavin's got him
pitchers
stepping off the mound.
Thinking a little bit. Yep. I like it.
Man, that second baseman, if he don't get there, he comes
there
back.
There he comes by. Oh.
Good pitch right there.
Yep, good take, though. 2-0. Right down the middle. Makes it 2-1. 2-1. Where is he? Find a hole somewhere. That's a pretty good pitch.
Back to back, right? Same spot.
Yep, outside corner. Pretty good pitch.
That's one of them. You smack her over there towards that right side.
Get it went through, too. Yep. Take that late swing and drill it. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Blocked by the catcher. He's going to try to move up, and he will move up. He couldn't get the handle on that thing.
Yeah, I think he was dead meat if he gets a good handle on that ball. And Gavin.
He pops up there. I think he does get him.
Yeah, Gavin got a great break. He gets down to third. The catcher just couldn't quite get the bare hand to hold the ball, and Gavin gets a free 90.
It is a full count, just like in the first inning. We need anything out in the outfield to get us a run here. Ground ball would work. Here's the pitch. Hit hard. That should score a run. Absolutely. Gavin's going to come on in with the Indians' second run of this ball game.
Great job, Riggs Toby.
Well done, boys. Sacrifice for Riggs. That is the way you draw it up.
Yep. We got him on, we got him over, and guess what? We got him in.
We got him in. It's 2-0. Indians lead it. Alex Deuce looking to help himself here. Get something started again.
Base is cleared. Might as well. Two out, bingo.
Pitcher looks a little frustrated.
Yeah, pitcher's a little mad right now. He stepped off the mound.
Young sophomore. Ball high. Innings, two runs, two hits, one error. Mount Peeler, no runs, one hit.
Popped him up.
Popped up, second baseman calls it. He's under. He's got it. But in the inning, Indians get one run on one hit after one and a half. Four recovery innings, two. Mount Peeler, nothing.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
They say you reap what you sow. Well, that depends on your seedbed. Due to the late harvest here in Ohio and Indiana, a lot of field work is left to be done. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has a full line of Case IH equipment, including new and used tractors, planting and tillage tools, to help you make up for lost time. Stop by and visit with our experienced sales team for attractive pricing on all the tools you need to put and keep you in the field. We know farmers work around the weather. Let your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery work for you.
All right, we're back here at Sandy Field. Indians lead it 2-0. Going into the bottom of the second. Looks like it'll be Jackson Staller. Wesley. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, there's a couple. Hartsock.
Hartsock.
Wesley Hartsock.
And Trent Itner. Itner, looks like.
Yeah, there's one that Spencer showed it to me. Shows helps us with the pronunciations on it.
Oh, yeah?
See
Jackson?
If I can find that. Eatner.
Okay, Eatner. Here's a pitch. Popped out. Left fielder Reese Wendell's got a bead on it, I believe. And he's got it for the first out.
Well, I tell you what, the old sun is
it's tough out there.
Yeah,
get them sunglasses out today, boys.
You ain't a kidding.
Out number one. That brings Wesley Hartsuck.
This is much better than where we were at last time when you guys were coaching. We were up in that little box.
Yeah, I remember you up top there.
Yeah. Came out looking like a pizza.
Hot in there. Got a little hot in there. Strike. The old fastball on the outside corner. To lead him off. This is a freshman.
Yeah.
Hartsuck. Wesley Hartsuck. Here's a pitch. Ooh, hangy.
I mean, that thing was curving
just kind of hanging there. Oop, drops off. Hard to hit. Trent Ettner on deck.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's a pretty good pitch there.
Pretty close.
I think even Alex wanted that one a little bit. So don't know where you want me to put her.
Move her over just a little bit.
Two balls and a strike.
Your home plate is 17 inches wide, and sometimes it's easy to hit, and sometimes you can't find it.
There's a good pitch. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch. Fastball. Just got a piece of it. Fouled it off down the right field line. Count will stay at two balls, two strikes. One out. Indians leading 2-0.
Great start.
We score every inning. I feel pretty good about our chances. Base hit right up the middle. Hanging curveball. Got her a little high that time. Hartsuck.
Good piece of hitting by that
good
freshman.
Good piece of hitting by the freshman. Very patient. Brings Ettner. To the plate.
That last one's going to be a tough one. I think it's, see if I can find that on here.
That on there somewhere? Plordy? Plordy?
I think it's Plordy.
Tyler Plordy on deck. Here's a pitch. Ground ball right by third baseman Greasy. That's a base hit.
Man, that was right down the line.
Yes, it was right over the bag.
Caden only
just
playing,
barely.
Yeah, Caden only playing about two and a half steps off of the
Didn't
line.
Didn't quite get to it.
That was just down the line pretty hot.
Yep. Number 9 hitter, Tyler Plordy.
Now let's get one more. He can step on third and go to first.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A little double play action. Wouldn't hurt a bit right here. Tyler Plordy, Jr. from Mount Pelier. Got runners at first and second. Mount Pierce got something going on here.
Yeah, they got an inning going here. Come on, Ducey.
Hits him. Hit him. That's not what we wanted. That loads the bases. One out. Back to the top of the lineup. Griffin Cooley. Griffin struck out, swinging first time up. Coach Hank's going to come out and talk to Alex. Settle him down here a little bit.
Well, not good to have the bottom of the lineup loads the bases and now we roll back to the top.
Setting it up for the top. That's not what you want. But, you know, one hard ground ball and this thing's over. Mm-hmm. We're back in the dugout. That's all we got to get.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what he's telling
Coach
him, right?
Coach is telling him right now.
Hey, let's just get a nice ground ball.
We're one double play from being out of here. Let's go.
Ducey, week one comes back to you. Come right back to Riggs.
Yep, get you out at home. I think we're going to in on the corners, it looks like, back in the middle.
Yeah, looks like Caden Greasy and Gavin are coming in on the grass. And
playing for a double play up the middle. Griffin Cooley.
Just knock it down here, infield or something. That'll save a run anyway.
Yep. Griffin Cooley, sophomore. Ground ball.
There's your Taylor Mader.
There's
your Taylor Mader.
Terrible slip. Oh, my goodness. Now we're throwing it around. Oh, gone it. Tell you what, isn't it? Had a Taylor Mader to Sage Wendell, and he barely got the ball a foot out of his glove. You got to make a nice toss there. It is double plays. No doubt you had a double play.
He got the first part perfect.
Yeah, he made a great job fielding it, and then he barely threw it over there. You're not going to hurt the kid. Get him. The underhand toss.
Yep, threw it down at Alex's feet.
Oh, okay. Then we tossed it around a little bit, and Game's tied up. Runners at second and third. That is an error, a big error.
Actually, two errors on that play.
Yeah, actually, we had two more. Yeah, we had two errors on that play. Smeltzer come to the plate. Swing, foul it right back into the catcher's mitt. Kenneth Smeltzer, another sophomore for Montpelier. There's a good pitch.
That was a good curveball.
Hits. They've got two more. Ducey trying to get battled back. Just got a piece of it. K would be okay right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's wouldn't hurt a bit.
He's up in front. No balls, two strikes, B, and that would be a good time for a big old punch out.
Yeah, nothing good here. Make it tough on him. Fastball right down the middle.
Go home, Gavin.
Nope. He got the out at first, and Montpelier takes the lead. 3-2. That was a 3 unassisted for the second out.
I thought he was going to uncork that and bring it home.
Yeah.
I think he stepped on the bag. He did the right thing. He got the out.
Get the out. I agree. Make sure we get the out. Runner moved up to third. We got a runner third. That brings Landon Fackler, the senior, to the plate. Swing and a miss. Curve ball on the outside edge. Indians, three errors already on the board.
Yeah.
Can't do that stuff against good teams. It's not good. Grounder right back to the mound. That is going to end the inning. He took her unassisted. Unassisted for the third out. But in the inning, couple hits, three runs on the board, a couple big errors by the Indians. And after two complete, Montpelier 3, Indians 2.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Spring brings changes to everything. Your Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette rooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
All right, welcome back to Atlanta, folks. We're getting ready for the top of the third inning. Indians are now trailing 3-2. Troy Homan's going to step in there, leadoff man.
Right on it.
Takes one right back to the old screen, right back to us. Gets himself in a little mini hole here. No balls and a strike. Railroaders with three unearned runs there, P.
Yes, sir. No more of that.
Yeah, that's enough of that crap. Here comes the pitch.
Way outside.
Evens the count at one ball, one strike. That was right down the middle. And Troy hit it right on the screws, but right at the center fielder. Center fielder comes in about two steps, makes a play. Out number one.
All right, Reese, get us going again.
Now we go to Reese Wendell. Reese scored the game's first run. He on a base hit in the top of the first. Moved to second on a stolen base, got the third on a pass ball, and then scored on a ground ball to the first baseman. That's how the Indians got their first run of the game in the top of the first.
Mm-hmm.
There's a curveball. Reese swings a little late. Fouls it off to the screen. Here comes the 0-1. That's a fastball. Pulled down the line, just foul.
Just a little foul. Straight around here.
A shout out to my baby girl at home. She had her wisdom teeth cut out today.
Ugh. Yikes. That's not fun. Not fun at all. Yeah, give us a shout out here. My number's 419-852-3599. Love to hear from you.
Ooh, got him on a nice curveball. Second punch out for the Railroaders. That's going to bring Caden Hubman to the plate.
Oh, Caden, you got to get her started here. Let's go with two.
Caden drove in the game's first run with a fielder's choice to the first baseman.
Yes, sir. Find a spot out there.
Yeah, find a little grass.
Nope.
Curveball down and low. Out. Well, the Reds got me all excited again just to...
Oh, win four and then... Blit, right back down. Unbelievable.
There's a fastball. Chopper down to the shortstop. Oh, Cherry Hop comes up, fires across the field, and that's going to be three up, three down for the Indians. So that was a quick inning for the Railroaders.
Way too fast.
Now the Indians got to go out, and we got to put a goose egg on the board here. Indians trail 3-2. We go to the bottom of the third right after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, welcome back to Ed Sandy Field, the home of the Elida Bulldogs. We are in the semifinal action here for the regionals. The D4 baseball, the Indians against the Montpelier Railroaders.
Locomotives.
Locomotives or
locomotives.
Railroaders? Locomotives.
Locomotives.
Yeah,
locomotives.
Okay.
The locos.
Well, you know, I was getting that confused with Bradford. They're the Railroaders.
Yep, they're the Railroaders. All right, Alex Deuce, do
Alex
your thing.
Deuce, yep, he's going to come out. He's going to face Smith, Richmond, and Staler, first three batters for the Locomotives. They are about 10 minutes from the Indiana state line and about 10 minutes from the Michigan state line. They're up in the corner. That's a fly ball out towards Reese Wendell. Hit pretty well. Reese back, camping.
Nice,
and he's got her in the mitt. So nice
job. Done.
One up, one down. F7 in the old book. And one away. That brings up Jackson Richmond. Hey, here we go. You know, Deucey struck out the very first batter of the game and hasn't done it since.
Ain't struck him out since.
How about that?
They've been hitting it.
Yeah, how about that? All right, Jackson Richmond, the batter.
A lot
He's
a strike
fella.
Count.
Dude, good curveball right there.
He was backing out.
Yeah, he was bailing out and swinging at the same time. He got one of Deucey's side armors.
Yes, sir.
Here comes the 0-1. That's over the top. That's rocketed out towards Troy in center field. Troy makes a dive and play. Gets by him, and it's going to head out towards the fence. Troy on his wheels to get out there. Richmond over to second, and he's going to stay right there. So heck of a play out there. Troy tried to save a hit, and he dove, and it just went off the heel of his glove and got below it, and out to the fence it goes. And that's going to be a one-out double.
He gave it a shot.
Yeah, I think he
made a diving play there.
He thought he had a chance, obviously, to catch it.
I think he thought he did, too. But big runner. Not too fast a runner, I think.
No, if anything, take a shot. I don't know if they're going to try to move him over with one out, but I doubt it there.
Yeah, I'd say they're hitting.
Yeah, this is Jackson Staley, followed by Wesley Hartsock.
Curveball.
That one is hit. Foul down the left field line. I didn't want to say it because I wasn't sure.
Yep. It's kind of floating down there.
Yeah, it was. It took forever to get down. That thing finds grass, and that's probably going to score a run.
Yep. Yep. All right, Alex.
All right, Ducey ahead now. No balls, one strike, one away. Top of the third, there's the side armor, and that's going to be outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Runner down at second. That pitch is a fastball, and that's going to be
low. Looked like it was right at the knees there.
Yeah, I thought that could have been either way there.
Yep.
Two balls and a strike now. Come on, Ducey, take care of somebody here.
Get it out.
That one's outside. Now he finds himself in the hole. Three balls and a strike.
No free ones. Let's go.
Yeah, that's no free passes. No pitcher's given up a walk so far in this ball game.
No.
Ducey's not going to be the first. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Well, that's put the force out there. So
yeah,
maybe not all that bad.
Yeah, we can deal with that. First walk of the game given up by Alex Deuce. Puts runners at first and second with one out. We've had two chances at tailor-made double plays, and we bobbled them both.
Bobbled both of them, yep.
So baseball guy's got to give us one back.
Yeah, we need to get one here.
Greasy down at third. Garkey at short. Sage Rundle at second. Gavin in on the corner at first. There's
Swing.
A nice slow curveball. Swing and a miss.
About 40-mile-an-hour one there. Just sitting there hanging forever and then falls off the table.
Yep. Another same one. Pitch.
Oh, he
nice
got
job
it.
By
oh,
Riggsy.
Don't throw it, Riggs. Don't throw it. Jeez. Pete's.
Yeah, we can't throw the ball around.
It was a great stop.
Popped right into his hand. I thought he's gonna have him dead at third, but then he couldn't pick it up.
It's kind of a wild pitch there. Gets away from Riggs a little bit, moves the runners to second and third. That's not what we wanted with one out. Here comes the high
way
pitch,
high.
And that's going to be a ball.
Didn't quite get on top of that one very good.
One ball, two strikes. Ducey, you're going to have to do it yourself here this inning, buddy.
Yeah, got to have you here. Need to sit one down. Got him.
Nice.
Attaboy.
Got him looking. That's a nice pitch on the outside edge for strike three.
All right, D, let's get him out here.
All right, now with runners at second and third, Trent Eatner comes to the plate. Eatner has one of the hits.
Yes, he
for
does.
For the Locomotives, and he scored a run in the second inning. We need to leave those runners right where they're
Hopped
at.
Up.
All right, somebody make a play. Alex Garkey coming over. He's looking to make the play, and he does.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
So we get out of a little jam there. Score remains 3-2. Locomotives, Indians coming to bat, the bottom of the third right after this.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want.
24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
At Beamer Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
All right, welcome back to Atlanta. Getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. My apologies. I said bottom of the third. We were in the bottom of the third when we moved to the top of the fourth, and it's going to be Alex Garkey, Caden Greasy, and Gavin Fowler.
4-5-6.
First three hitters here for the old Tribe. We need to get something going. We're down a run, folks.
That's boy, that's a gabber.
Now, get out there. Get past him. Get to second. Come on, Garks. Go hard, baby. Go hard. Here comes the throw to second. It's going to be off target. Garks is going to have a leadoff double.
That a boy. That's a start.
That's what we're talking about. Sophomore comes up, takes the first pitch, gives it a ride right over the shortstop's head.
Drove it right in the gap. Nicely done.
Yep, couldn't put her in between those two outfielders any better if you threw it.
Caden Greasy, same thing.
Now Caden Greasy comes to the plate. He popped up to the left fielder his first time up.
Yep. Let's just trade places here.
Yeah, let's trade places. First pitch jam shot. Gets
high
piece
and
of
tight.
It.
Tough hit. Tough pitch to hit, tough pitch to stay off of.
Yeah, Caden gets a little nipper of it.
Back kinda to likes the old that wall. Fastball high, but hard to hit. Drive him in here.
Here comes the 0-1.
Oh, my, that was a
just
good pitch.
Just got a piece of that one, too. Popped him back to the screen. Now Caden finds himself in the hole. No balls, two strikes.
Got a bat a little
Fowler
bit.
Comes over, gets the ball. He's the man on deck. He's going to have a chance to drive him in if Caden doesn't get the job done. Jam shot down to Coach Ike
Coach
at third.
Ike, nice hop.
Quick hands, fires back to the pitcher.
Kid's still got a little game down there.
Yeah, he got down quick. Bad hop takes his teeth out.
Oh, yeah, he's done. Hospital. All right, come on, baby.
Still 0-2. Caden battling in there. Kirk's giving him trouble out there at second. That's
nope.
It. The
there you go. There you go. Get on up there.
You could give that one to Alex Garkey out there dancing at second base. And
yep.
He got in the corner of the eye of the pitcher, and the pitcher comes in a little wild, and that's a pass ball, and Garks
now
moves
him
over to third.
Anyway, Caden, let's get him in. Let's tie this thing up.
So a free 90 feet for Alex Garkey, and now he's 90 feet away from making this a 3-3 ball game fee.
Yes, sir. Big hit right here.
There it is. Ground ball to the first baseman. He looks away somehow.
And we're going to tie it up.
Somehow gets it in his glove, but that's exactly what he needed to do.
Yeah.
He was in the hole, no balls, two strikes, fights it off down the first baseline and scores the run.
Got
third.
The run in. Attaboy.
Well,
new ball game.
Brand spanking new ball game with one away here in the top
love
of the fourth
it.
Inning.
Now we get something started here.
All right, Gavin.
Come on, Gavin.
How about another gapper? Get another guy
gapper.
Second.
It wasn't in trees out there.
Why not?
Curveball. Nice pitch.
Curveball right there for strike one.
Gavin didn't want nothing to do with that.
Indians pick up a run in the first, run in the second, now one here in the fourth. All three runs for the Locomotives comes in the second inning.
Ooh,
jam shot right down the line. Foul. Right field line.
Come on, 2-7. Get on base here.
Now Gabby finds himself down 0-2.
Gavin, base hit last time, huh?
Gavin with a base hit. He come around to score a run.
Harsh.
There is a hard hit ball. Finds it. Tough play for the shortstop. Comes across. Gets him by half
got
a step.
It. Good play.
What after that hit, man, it just kind of slowed down.
Kind of slowed down, didn't it? I don't know if that's kind of a thick infield or what. Slow
weird.
Track. Thought, looks like a slow track.
Hit that hill going up to the mound or something goofy, but yeah. Man, it just kind of deadened it.
Kind of slowed her down for him.
All right, this brings up our right fielder who made an outstanding play early in the game, Reese Evers. And Reese takes the first pitch offering and pulls it foul over into the dugout. Gorgeous field right here, folks.
Yes, sir.
Nice
beautiful
place to
day.
Play baseball. We know we're pretty far down the tournament trail. If we go to Ed
Sanders.
That one comes
right
back hits Goose in the head.
Good thing that's there. He's got one in the ear hole.
I love some of those highlights when those people are sitting in the front row and they got their beer there and the foul tipper comes back, smashes their beer. Sprays it all over the place.
Outside.
People jump, freak out. It's good in baseball and it's great in hockey, too.
Yeah.
Here comes the 2-1. That's outside.
All right. Get on there, baby.
After that first pitch, he gets three straight balls, and now it's a 3-ball. One strike.
Good count hitter's pitch here. Got me good hitter's pitch.
Yeah, that's
rip
exactly right. I'm swinging. Inside.
Ball four. Attaboy.
So the first base on ball is given up by Smeltzer. Goes to receivers in the Indians now. Got a little something going here.
Got a little something cooking here.
Two outs at the top of the fourth inning, and that's going to bring up Riggs Toby, followed by Alex Deuce. I'd like to see Deuce get up here.
Yeah. Give him a shot.
Let's see what we can do. Spencey snuck in here and gave us more Gator. I'm going to be peeing wide open one of these times. Not getting up. I'm holding it.
You got to hold her.
Come on, Riggs. Riggs hit one on the absolute screws last time.
He did hit it hard. Sacrifice fly. Got us a run. I'm about to hit a gap here and get us another run.
No doubt. But that
receiver's run like a deer.
Betcha.
Ball high.
That's high.
Got a boy. Got a boy
right there. Two balls, no strikes. Runner down at first and receivers. Alex Deuce on deck. All tied up at threes. Three runs on three hits for us. Bad news is we got three errors.
We gave all three of their runs. That's okay. That's over.
Here goes Evers heading down to second. High throw, and he's going to be
there.
Safe.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Now get him in.
Not sure if Reese had that sign or if he did that on his own, but whatever the case, he's down at second on a stolen base,
yep.
And I think we're leading the stolen base category.
Yep. That's a couple of them we got now, right?
Yep. All right, Riggs, now's the time for a gapper here,
get
baby.
Get one here.
That one's outside.
Bounced out of the catcher's mitt.
Three balls and a strike. Here's another hitter's pitch, Fee.
Yes, sir, I'm telling you. Find a spot where you want to hit it.
Man.
Where's that pitch at? Give me an outside pitch, drive it into right field.
Man, look at that gap over there.
Huge gap over there.
That's outside, ball
That's
four.
That's ball four. All
that
right.
That was an easy one to see. So back-to-back walks.
Got to help yourself here.
And now we got runners at first and second and two outs, and here comes Ducey to the plate.
Ducey to help himself here.
Ducey's
one
of those kids, you know.
All what of a sudden. Here? Are we going to run somebody here? No. What'd they call here? That wasn't ball.
Evidently, it wasn't
ball four.
The scoreboard was off, so it must be 3-1 now.
Now it must be 3-1.
It's 3-2.
Full count.
It's 3-2. Well, yeah, I'm hedging that myself because I swear to God that was.
Huh.
So evidently a pitch that we thought was a ball must have been called
must
for a
been
strike,
called
and
for
now
a strike.
It's a full count.
Like to see that over again.
Yeah, I ain't sure about that myself. There's ball four.
Ball four. Had to give him that one.
Well, we was in trouble because I already had it marked in the book, so now I'm good
he
to
knew
go.
That. Umpire knew it. Now you can do your damage, Alex. This
is like, wait a minute. So, like I was saying, he's one of those kids that gets up there. He doesn't look like a hitter, but, man, once in a while, he can put the wood on the ball.
He smacks it. Yeah, he was hitting the ball good over in Coldwater.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very aggressive, too. He likes swinging the first couple pitches. Getting right after.
He's got a chance to help himself right here and give the Indians a lead. That one's
in the dirt.
Nice job by the catcher, I can tell you that, because that was going to put runners at second and third.
Boy, that'd have been nice. Boop. Through there. Come on, Alex.
Smeltzer might be wearing down a little bit, Fee. Threw a bunch of pitches
in
the first inning.
First inning, we worked him hard.
Here comes a 1-0. That's pitch right there, right at the old knees. That's one of those pitches we thought was a strike for Ducey earlier in the game.
Yeah, and sometimes you get some, sometimes
you don't. Come on, Alex.
Ooh, that's a pretty good pitch. Not sure what you're waiting on there.
I don't know where you want it, Alex, because that one was
right down the old line. All right, now you got to go.
Now you got to fight. Now you're in the behind the hole. 1-2.
Hanging Kirby.
He gets a high chopper out to the shortstop. Shortstop
perfect bounce.
Oh, takes a short one at second.
Yes, he did.
And that's going to do it. The Indians pick up one run. We tie this puppy up. We strand a couple. And we'll go to the bottom of the fourth this time. Right after this.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting and Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we can take care of all your health care needs, including oxygen in your home. Our trained home service representatives deliver, set up, and train you on this oxygen equipment. We routinely check our oxygen equipment and patients to make sure they are getting the service they need. We have oxygen concentrators, tanks, portable oxygen concentrators. So call us at 419-375-7007 and ask us how we can take care of your home oxygen needs. We are Kalp Pharmacy, caring for people like family.
All right, we're back. Ed Sandyfield here in Elida, Ohio. Bottom of the order, Tyler Plurdy, number 9 hitter, will lead it off. Ground ball. Caden Greasy fires over to first for the first out. Nicely done.
One pitch, one out. Beautiful.
That's what we like to see.
Shout out to my beautiful goddaughter down in Georgia. Jossie Hughes is listening to us. She said she loves listening to us. We love bringing baseball down to Georgia.
Baseball to Georgia, absolutely. Haven't seen Jossie in a while. Need to come home and see us.
I got to see her about a month ago, probably. That's the first time I saw her. Oh.
Strike one on Griffin Cooley, the leadoff hitter.
That was a nasty pitch.
That was nasty. Ducey drops down. Gavin Fowler says, I got it. And he does.
All right. Three pitches, two outs.
You got to like that stuff. Fly it out to number 3 for the second out of the inning, and that brings Kenneth Smeltzer.
Pitcher.
The pitcher. Sophomore from Mount Pelier. Sophomore's throwed a lot of pitches.
Sophomore has gunned a lot of them up there.
A little outside. Ball one. Inning, try to get a quick inning here. 1-2-3 would be nice. There's a pitch. Curveball a little low. Started low, got a little lower. All right, Alex, gotta challenge him here. There's a pitch. He did. Popped it up.
Hey, Gavin.
Come on, Gavin.
Come on, Gavin. Get in here. Get in here.
Truck in here. Hey, boy. F3, third out of the inning. That's a 1-2-3 innings. No runs, no hits, no errors. We are all tied up after four innings.
Let's get on top.
We'll be right back after this.
is the last week that Miracle Lanes will be open until August. That's right, Sunday will be the last day to get all that great food, subs, wings, pizza, and all those other family favorites. Call them at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Last chance until August at Miracle Lanes is this Sunday, so don't wait. Call them at 375-4274 and get your order in now. Be sure to stop into Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made footlong subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken Alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, here we go. Fee says he's got a plan. I'm going to get the runs. He's going to get the outs. So here we go. Indians going to go top of the lineup. Troy Homan, Bree Swindle, and Caden Homan. First three batters. T-Rex is due to get on base.
One time, baby.
He's flowed out twice. Two couple of hard hit balls out to the center fielder.
And just right at him.
Just needs to get one to
drop in somewhere. Hit one where they ain't. Yep. That's where you got to go. Get on base. Get in their stolen base. Get them on. Get them over. Get them in.
That's exactly what we need to do.
I like it. Come on, Troy. Be a leadoff, baby.
All right, 11 steps in there, getting ready to go against Smeltzer one more time. That ball is way outside.
Come on,
Purple.
Good
crowd by both. Actually, hour and 20 minutes for them. I mean, that's
about an hour and 15 for us, I'd say.
Can't get any more in the middle.
Get in there. Attaboy. There's a base hit. Attaboy, Troy.
So Troy Homan. Lead off, single. You know what? I might get you a bunch
of scorer. Coldwater, Highland. Highland leads 1-0 in the third inning.
Tough pitcher's duo there, Finn.
That's a duo, yep.
All right, T-boy, T-Rex, get down there and see what you can do.
Well, we're going to bunt this guy. What are you thinking?
Well, we got the top of our lineup.
Third baseman's back.
Quick throw.
We're going to steal
first?
Here.
Troy about leads us in steals, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think him and Reese Wendler.
Him and Reese.
We got two quickies. Good bunt down third baseline. Might be a hit.
He's in the dirt.
Steer.
Strike right down the middle for Reese Wendler.
Giving him time there to take one or?
Maybe. Maybe.
See what happens. Coach threw little signs at him. See what he's got.
Comes the 0-1.
He's going.
There goes the run. Hit and run.
Get no chance. Third. Get the third. Get the first. Get the
third.
Throws it wide. Knock him down.
Yeah, and now T-Rex over to third, and he's going to hold him up right there. So that's exactly what happens.
Nicely done.
Hit and run was on. We hit a ground ball down the third baseline. Third baseman scoops it up. Knows he can't have the short one at second.
Yep.
So he fires wide over to first base. First baseman kind of clobbers
kinda
into our runner.
Clobbered our runner, too. I didn't call nothing on that.
In the end, he sneaks down to second. So now the Indians got a little something-something going
RBI
in.
Homan coming to the plate, baby. Let's give me an RBI
Troy
here,
Troy Homan over to third. Bree Swindle down to first on the E.
He's up
five.
To second. Moved up to second on the throw.
Got now.
Come on,
Caden. Hot hitting Caden Homan steps into the batter's box.
And there's a ball base.
Shortstop. Shortstop makes a great play.
Oh, yeah. Go, Caden. Go. Atta boy. Base hit. He didn't know what to do with it.
Nope. He's on the ground. It's too late to bring it home. Troy's going to cross the plate.
I think
Reese wisely stays at second base. And he was going to flip it over to
third. I think he thought that was a force out.
He thought it was a force out.
Yep.
And Reese says,
I don't have to go.
No.
So Reese stays at second. Caden with a base hit, scores a run.
Alex
Indians
Garkey.
Up 4-3.
Coming up.
Nobody out.
Indians got the lead. That a boy, Cappy.
Something going, yeah.
Let's get a big crooked one here. Why not?
Uh-huh. So Caden down with a base hit. Two base hits in the inning here so far.
I think that shortstop, he was kind of, I don't know
where he
knew
where
he was
going to get past.
I thought it was base hit, too. He made a diving play.
He stops it and then.
He went to flip to third, and then he kind of looked like there ain't nobody coming.
Yeah, Troy took off on contact. He come across the plate.
Yep.
Reese got off the bag a little bit, but he's like,
nope, I ain't going anywhere.
I don't have to go anywhere. Looks like we got a pinch runner coming out.
Looks like Mason Diller.
Mason Diller coming out. He's going to run for Caden Hummel.
That boy, Caden.
Coach, I ain't thinking the same thing. Hey, we got nobody out. We got one across the plate. We got runners at first and second.
Caden got that run in.
How about a crazy inning here, folks?
Yeah. Shout out from Caden to his grandma, Cheryl. Cheryl and Ron were watching at home today.
Guaranteed they're listening to the
Captain Fee. Yes, sir. Grandson doing good.
She's probably so loud right now. Ron's probably saying, sit down.
Sit down. Bunt
pops her up.
Popped her a little foul there. Garks, got to get her down, buddy.
I'll tell you what, the way Alex Garkey hit that last one, I'm not sure I want him bunting, but I totally get the...
I understand.
Totally
two runs.
I totally get it. Caden Greasy on deck. He'd love to drive him in.
See if he's going to do her again. Get your job done here. If you got to do it, let's get it done.
Here comes the 0-1. Squares the bunt again. This time he bunts it down the line. Pitcher picks it up. Looks at third.
Ooh,
man, I tell you what, baseman. Folks, we just about had ourselves a base.
Stole another one from him.
Yeah.
Woo, that'd have been big.
He comes off the mound, fires, looks over to third, and it's too late. Reese Wendell's already diving in. And at that point, Garks is hauling butt down the line.
Yes,
he
sir.
Turns and gets him out just by a step
second
down
baseman
the first
was doing
base
a lot
line,
of foot patting. He wasn't sure he was on the bag or not.
Yeah, Garks did exactly what you said.
Nicely done. He got the run. Got his job
moves
done.
In the second and third.
Now, Greasy, let's knock a
now,
couple
Caden
in.
Greasy comes
Ben.
Up. Yep.
Get us a couple here.
Caden hit a rocket down to the first baseman his last time up.
A little outside,
did actually score a run.
Strike one. Dog on it. All right, Caden.
Big time for a big time hit right
boy,
here.
Boy, it is time for a big hit.
Damn shot, swing and a miss.
This guy loves inside pitches.
Yes, he does. He likes to crowd the end of the plate.
He does like that inside pitch. He wants to yank it down the line. His dad was a puller, too. He liked to yank that thing.
Yes, he did. That one's outside.
Ooh,
ball
close.
One.
Good eye, good eye.
Tell you what, that baby wasn't off the plate by much.
One ball, two strikes, runners to second and third. Come on, Caden. Put her in play here. Hit her hard somewhere. And he did it!
Attaboy!
Up the middle.
Going to land in front
get
of the center.
Get him in there.
Field.
Attaboy.
Here comes
come on,
one
Mason.
Across the plate. Here comes two across
yes,
the plate.
Sir.
And now he's heading down to second, and that's going to be a head first dive by Caden Greasy in the second base.
Woo! Big hit there, baby. Crooked number on the board.
Wow. Took a...
Come on, Gavin.
Took a 1-2 pitch.
Drilled that ball.
Smoked it out to center field for a... Big two-run hit.
Two-run base hit. Moved up a second.
Absolutely.
Heads up running. We've seen that heads up running before.
We know what he
has. That kid can do some neat stuff.
He's
I'm surprised
afraid.
He stopped.
He's.
I figured he'd just keep going.
Well, the third baseman was covering the bag.
Oh, he was there.
Yeah, he was there. That one's low and outside. Ball one to Gavin Fowler. One away here, three across the plate, one at second.
We got an RBI out there for you. Come on, Gavin.
Greasy with a big.
Boy, hit that hard.
Two out knock. Wow. 6-3 ball game now, folks.
A little low. Never enough, boys. Never enough. Let's get it going.
Never, ever enough. Six hits now for the Indians. Here comes the 2-0.
Shot in there
rocket.
For a base hit.
I think
on,
he's going to try to score him. He's bringing him. He's bringing him. He's cut off and short. Here comes the throw at the plate. He's
safe.
Go
down to second.
The runner's down to
safe.
We're everywhere.
And he's safe everywhere. Yes,
sir. So Gavin Fowler with a.
Indians playing some aggressive ball right now.
That was good base running by everybody right there.
Yes, sir. Gavin's still second on him. on the throw?
I don't know why that left fielder didn't bring that ball home, because he was just barely around
the
bag.
He was barely at third.
Shortstop gets it. He fires home, and it could have been a close play at home, but he was going to be safe. Gavin, in the meantime, sees what's going on. Yep. He goes straight to second.
Heads up, running. We got a runner in scoring position.
Now we got the runners in scoring position again.
Keep trading places, boys. Keep trading places.
Man, you
popped up. That's trouble. Could be trouble. Nope.
Center fielder coming in. And center fielder gets it. So receivers flies out to the center fielder for out number two.
Come on, Riggsy. Still got a run to get.
Toby out there to try to drive in the fifth run of the inning.
Yes, sir. We got duck on the pond. Yeah.
7-3 Indians, folks. 4 runs across the plates. 1, 2, 3, 4 hits so far in this inning.
Ball
That's high.
Atta boy. I believe Mr. Schmelzer is starting to get a little tired.
He has thrown a lot of pitches.
Curveballs, everything's kind of staying up a little bit on him.
There's one that catches the knees for a strike. One ball, one strike. Two away here. 4 across the plate for the Tribe.
Keep her going, Tribe.
Gavin Fowler out there at second.
Ooh.
That was a jammer.
Right off up. The hey,
man,
hands
that thing,
there.
That's a stinger.
That had to hurt.
He is shaking his hands.
Yeah, that had to rattle the bat a little bit.
Kirk's just like, oh, you know, I'm senior. I graduated now, but that hurt.
That hurt. Big hit right here. Another two strike.
Got a battle. 1-2.
He did. And there's
he
a line
down.
Alive. Get him in
I
there.
I think he's going to try it. Here comes Gavin Fowler. He's coming around, and he's going to score.
Yes,
standing
sir.
Up.
Another big hit. Attaboy, Riggsy.
Wow.
Indians' bats have came alive again.
How many two-out hits or two-strike hits have we had
two
this
strike,
inning?
Yeah, in the hole. 1-2,
man,
1-2,
down,
1-2, and nothing but line
drive.
Pitch
is doing his job, getting on top, and we're ripping those two-strike pitches.
Nicely done, Riggs Toby.
5 runs on 5 hits in this inning, and now it's 8-3.
Keep her going, boys. Ground ball.
Ground ball. The
shortstop's going to get to that one.
Yep. Flips it over to second base.
Big
and that's going to do it. But we take 9 to the plate. We score 5. And the Indians take a huge lead. I shouldn't say huge, but bigger.
Bigger.
And now we're ahead 8-3, and we will be going into the bottom of the fifth right after this.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
When it comes to managing residue and developing your soil profile, you've got choices. So how do you know which tool to use? It all depends on your operation and farming practices. If you're looking to reduce soil erosion, manage moisture, or even deal with field variability like rocks and low spots, vertical tillage could be a good fit for your farm. And Case IH vertical tillage equipment can support your residue management goals and help boost your yield potential. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and let us help you choose the right vertical tillage tool for your operation.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hey, we're back here at Sandy Field here in Olathe, Ohio. Indians coming off a big top of the fifth inning with 5 runs. Big inning's been doing pretty good for us the last couple of games, Calpy.
Oh, man.
That's one way to
Joel
put a little fire.
We got to quit yelling. It's making her teeth hurt. I said, well, we get excited.
We do like to get excited.
Take another pain pill to relax
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
God love her.
Flachter, fly ball hit well, but Mr. Reese, Wendell, sweet move back there. Easy play. One away, one pitch, one out. was a fly out to seven for the first
inning. Boy, he had a nice inning last inning. You know,
boy,
he
did.
What, four or five pitches tops?
Yeah, got in quick.
Now we get this out early.
Absolutely. Cam Smith, your hitter. Here for Montpelier. Ooh, I believe he went.
Yes,
he did. Strike one. Cam Smith. Jackson Richmond on deck. Pitch. Fastball right down the middle. He's got him a little off balance right now. I like it.
Right now they got to play catch up.
They're just not sure what's coming.
Yeah, they just it's tough.
A little drop down maybe. No. Little outside curveball. One ball, two strikes. On the center fielder. He fouls one back.
Maybe he's fouled off all the way to Indiana.
That one went a long way. Alex Deuce. Looking to get him himself here, maybe. Curveball. Fly ball. Hit pretty well. But, once
Troy
again,
got a beat on it.
We got a center fielder that's got a beat. Nicely done, F8. Second out of the inning. Jackson Richmond will come to the plate for Montpelier. Jackson hit an absolute rope to receivers in right field the first time up. Could have got a couple runs in, but Reese made a great play on it.
Damn near shoestringer.
It was damn near shoestringer. Drops down.
Oh, man.
Ball one. Let's get a quick inning here. One, two, three. Here's a pitch. A little high. Didn't quite drop enough.
It dropped about 2 feet, but it needed to go 25 inches.
Had to go a little bit more. It dropped a little bit late there, I think.
Yeah, it did.
All right, here we go. There's a strike. Jackson Richmond wants nothing to do with that curveball.
Yeah, I tell you, I hated curveballs, too.
I did, too. I had an advantage, though.
You were
I was a left-hander.
Yeah.
And we always seen a lot of right-handers.
You were on the south side, yeah.
Coming into me, I could hit that.
If I knew it was coming, it's a lot easier.
That's ball four. Richmond's going to get on with a base on ball.
I believe only the third walk given up by Ducey.
Yes, sir.
Just got to bear down here. Come on. They ain't going to give up, buddy.
No, we can't stop.
We need more runs.
All right. Jackson Staler. He's your hitter. Jackson flew out left field and got a base on balls. He hits that right at the middle. It's going to drop for a hit.
He's going to throw it out at second.
Yes, sir! That was a fake out by the center fielder.
Well,
the outfield, I have no idea what the runner was doing there. It was two outs.
It wasn't two outs.
I think so, too. He stopped halfway.
Yeah. He's going to get his butt chewed.
And that is 8-6.
Yep, that was a
for the third out of the inning. No runs on no hits. They leave one runner on. After five complete, Indians 8, Locos 3.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
All right, back here in Elida, Ohio, Fee. We're getting ready for the top of the sixth inning.
And you got to top of the order.
And I went through all nine last inning. Why don't I do it again?
Do it again one more time.
Troy Homan coming to the plate.
Troy let off.
Oh, yeah.
Monster inning on with a base hit.
Yes, he did. Leads it off with a single. Comes around. He was the first of five to score the last inning.
Amazing when you get that first runner on.
Oh, man.
Puts a lot of pressure
just
on that pitcher.
Changes everything.
It sure does.
All right. T-Rex steps in there getting ready. Takes the first
ground
pitch.
Ball.
Ground ball.
That's going to be in.
And
for
that's
going to
be a base hit.
Atta boy, Troy. Stay hot, buddy. Stay hot. Come on, Reese.
Hit number two for Troy.
Reese put a good bunt down last time.
Hit number nine for the Indians. Yeah, I think we'll bunt again.
I wouldn't see why not. Add on another one on.
You know, Reese reached last time on a bunt, but.
Yeah, he got in. That's the third baseman's way back again. Reese might be waiting on a lame steal.
You know what? He did the same thing last time.
He did. I think he did. Took that first pitch and kind of looked down at it.
Took the first strike.
Last time, then we kind of got the hit and run going here. Ball high. Hit a shot down the third baseman last time.
He did. He did a hit and run, and that's when that third baseman threw it wide.
Threw it wide. Troy ends up at third. Reese at second. Another big inning.
3-0.
Hey, we'll take it.
I don't think his lead strap's going to be very long here.
Patty pat on the top of the head. That was a no doubt take sign.
Oh, we're taking all the way.
Oh yeah, ball low.
I believe the coach is coming.
Yep,
here
out.
He comes.
That could be for the hook.
Yeah, I think this young man might be in trouble.
He's out of gas. He's 7-0, but he's on his way to being 7-1. Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. He came out and he threw a bunch of pitches in the first inning.
He did. We did a great job batting. That's it for him.
They're going to pull him. Yep. All right, we're going to see who comes in, and we'll take a quick break, Googs, and we'll be back. Indians got runners at first and second. Nobody
yes,
out.
Sir.
Top of the sixth, and we lead by five.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here at Ed Sandy, and we're going to have the shortstop and pitcher switch positions here. So Landon Fackler is going to come in, and he's going to get on the bump here for the Locomotives. And Smelcher is going to head the shortstop is where he played.
Yep.
That's where he normally plays when he's not pitching.
Caden,
so
looking for another RBI, baby.
So quick start here in the top of the sixth inning. Runners at first and second. Nobody out.
He about due to pound one.
Caden Homan stepping to the plate. You know this kid's going to want to throw a first pitch strike, Caden.
Oh, yeah, if it's going to be a fastball.
He's got runners at first and second.
It's Packer high.
This,
the rip.
This thing's going to be as straight as you can see it.
There we go.
I'm thinking Coach Ike told him the same thing. Look, he's got runners at first and second. He can't screw around. Be ready for a first straight one. He steps in. Here comes the first pitch.
Squared the bunt.
Yeah, he showed a bunt. Pulls it back. It was low. It was a fastball.
Yep. Don't know if I've ever seen Caden bunt.
Caden's like, bunt?
We got another, I think we got another little belt swish there. He might be bunt.
Coming again. Shows bunt again. This time he gets a piece of it. Fouls it back to the wall.
Get your job done. You got to go. Come on now. Come on, Caden. It's like Garks in the last inning.
Yeah.
Moved him up. Got them both in.
Got them both in. You know, Cade's like, dude, I'm a hitter.
Yeah, this is not
I'm a DH.
This is not my style.
I'm not the designated bunter.
Way high. Pulled it back. Nice job.
Yeah, get her out of there. Two balls and a strike. Caden looked down at Coach Hank again.
Said, do it again.
It's the DH, designated hitter.
I'm a hitter, Coach.
Not DB.
Come on, baby. I'm not the bunter.
Shows bunt again. Now when he goes
now you don't have to bunt.
And that's going to move everybody over to second, third, because it gets past the catcher.
Now you can rip.
Caden's like,
is the bunt thing over here?
Coach says, forget about that bunt and hit this thing.
He did pull it back in time? No way. I thought that was a strike for sure, but it's 3-1.
He pulled her back, 3-1.
Now he's got to hit his pitch.
Oh, God, he's happy. That's a big smile on his face. Come on, baby.
I can deal with this.
Oh, ball four. Loving the hit there.
Tell you what, new pitcher comes in and walks his first guy.
Oop, now he's got bases loaded. Pressure
now
on him.
He's got no place to put anybody. Homan at first.
Alex Garkey looking second. For a rip.
Troy Homan down it. And again, Fee, get that leadoff guy on.
I like it.
Indians.
Nobody out. We got some time to do some damage here.
Yeah,
in the
Indians
old sixth
looking
inning.
To add on here, boys.
Let's add a bunch of them on.
Gark's coming to the plate here now. First Whoa. Pitch hits him.
That's on. That's an RBI.
That's easy peasy.
Yes, sir.
First batter that was hitting this ball game, I believe.
10-0. We need three runs here.
Gark's down to first.
Three or four runs would be nice.
Oh, man. Reese Wendell now at third. Caden Homan over to second. Alex Garkey at first.
Caden Greasy's rope last time.
Caden Greasy's like licking his chops.
Oh, yeah. He knows that kid's got nothing but fastballs coming at him.
Nine to three ball game now, folks. Still nobody out here in the top of the sixth. One across the plate.
Oh, he hit it hard.
And Greasy hits that baby out towards Troy waiting to get to work.
Oh, he dropped it. He dropped it. Let's go. Let's go. Get going. Get going. Oh, he got it.
He's going to throw Caden out of third.
Well, I caught there, that one.
Yeah, that was a tough situation. I mean, he was obviously going to let him score from third.
Yep.
He was going to hold his ground at second. And the left fielder bobbles the ball. It was probably same scenario, folks.
Yeah, yeah. Got to run in, though.
Same
10-3.
Scenario. Reese Wendell comes home to score. Caden Greasy with a sacrifice fly. A
couple hits
for the out, first out. Caden gets thrown out at first pitch ball.
Oh, where's that at? Ooh, that's not a thing to do to the old umpire.
Yeah, that umpire not liking that at all.
Those corners are going to get a lot tighter.
Now he thought it was small. Wait till he comes to this one.
Yeah.
Caden gets thrown out 7-5. You don't write that down very often, Pete.
No, that's not happening too much.
Kirk's over to second.
I had 8-6 throw out. Or 8-4. That was a good one. Oh, he hit that hard. That should. Nope, he's got to be.
Yeah, he's got it out there. It's center field, so Gavin Fowler goes down.
Hit her hard, Gavin.
F8, out number two.
Brace Evers, come on, baby. We could use another one.
Realistically, that's the first error of the game that guy dropped that ball out there for the Locomotives. All right, Rick Stobie back at the plate.
Nope, this is Reese Evers.
Nope, Reese Evers.
Reese Evers.
Yep.
Briggsy on deck.
Briggsy's on deck. My bad.
Come on now.
Oh. Great curveball right
curveball.
There.
Curveball. He's got a little ball for
two strikes. Come on, Reese.
That one was floating.
Indians with a couple across the plate so far this inning. Here comes the pitch. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Shortstop comes up, fires over to second base, gets the easy one, and that'll do it for the Indians in their half of the sixth inning. But in the inning,
couple runs.
We pick up a couple of runs on a couple of hits. We strand a couple, and we'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Indians up 10-3.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Need gas? Stop into Forsyth Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business.
Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Portside Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Portside Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Portside Streets.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting and Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hey, we're back here to Elida. Indians. 10 runs on 9 hits, 3 errors. Mount Pelier, 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error.
Oh, great play by Kate.
Shot
to
great. Greasy. Ah, got by him. I don't know if that's a.
I'd say that's
probably
an
error.
Throw, yeah.
Error on the throw. Made a nice play on the play for Caden Greasy down at third, but.
Scooped it up, threw it a rocket over to Gavin, but a tough one. It bounces
a little hard one to
grass.
Get a hold of. Yep.
Yeah, it never came up.
Etner, your hitter. Hartsock moved up to second base on that wild throw.
Yeah, Garks has just got to, or Alex has just got to settle down and say, forget that round.
Yeah.
I'm up by 7. I don't worry about this guy at all.
Time call.
Going to go over some signs probably.
Yeah, I'm going to run her down there stealing signs, maybe. All right. Fouled off. No balls in a strike. On Edner. Flordy on deck.
Indians looking to get 6 more outs. And
don't get them started.
Have a chance.
2-1, Coldwater, top 5. Got a score in. Coldwater 2-1, leading Highland.
Great
in the fifth
ball.
Inning.
Had him fooled all the way right
yes,
there.
Yes, he did.
Pitch.
He pulled the string on that one. No balls, 2 strikes. On Edner. This is where you got to be tough. Don't give anything, nothing easy.
Make him work hard for it.
Curveball. Gavin Fowler drifting back. He's got it for the first out of the inning. That is a fly to 3. One away.
Gabby's had a.
He's been busy down there.
I'd say at least 3 or 4 pop-ups he's got.
He's been busy. Number 9 hitter. The left fielder, Tyler Plourdie. Mount Pelier trailing by 7. 2 innings to go.
Jam shot again.
Get
come
in
on.
There. Ooh, the big fella. He was slipped a little
that
bit there.
A spinner, too.
Yep. Gavin just about could have dove and had that, but he slipped out a little bit. Good start for Alex. Just keep working on that batter. There's a drop down curveball. Submarine strike 2.
That's nasty.
That is nasty. That thing stays right there at your knees and then drops down to your feet. Right at the plate. Come on, Alex.
Come on, Dixie.
Drop down again. Garkey fires, not in time.
Fast runner right there, I tell you what.
Yeah, he got down the line pretty quick.
That's a base hit.
That is a single for Plourdy. Puts him. First and third.
That runner,
back to the top of the lineup.
Runner
kind of
did a good job there, got to get in front of a Garks on that ball. And
yeah.
But he scooped it up.
Made a good throw.
Yeah, it was a hard throw.
Yeah, just didn't have him. Pretty good wheels. Ball high.
Runners at first and third now.
Throw through. Try to throw him out.
Try throwing him out.
He's pretty fast.
He was fast at first. That's right.
Popped out. Garks calls it. He's got it at short for the second out of the inning.
That Lucy can still get out of this jam here.
You betcha. Two down. Schmeltzer comes up.
This young man's a hitter.
Yes, sir.
Starting pitcher for the Locomotives.
Yeah.
He's a shortstop.
He made it all the way to the sixth inning. Curveball hits ground ball to Kirky, and he dropped the ball. We need nasty plays instead of perfect, easily tailor-made plays.
Are you kidding?
We can't make that play for some reason. That's
that was
an error.
As easy as can be. That's five errors now.
Slow roller to short puts him on. Error. That scores a run. We got him at first and second. We even had a force out at second.
Don't give him any life here.
Another ground ball. Tailor-made again. Is he going to get it? Yep, he got that one. That's a tougher play.
Yeah, that was a tougher play.
Yep, he's got
exactly
a tougher
right.
play. That's all he needed. That's the third out of the inning. After six complete, Indians 10, Locos 4.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have. Do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, we're back here at Ed Sandy. Fee's putting
one
more heat on me here. He wants more runs.
I got to have some more. Why not?
I've got him seven runs, and he's still not happy. Got
to keep going.
Well, it's going to be Riggs Toby, Alex Deuce, and Troy Holman, first three batters. Riggs inside almost takes.
I got him.
Needed the elbow out there.
Got to get the chicken wing out on that a little bit. Snoring it.
Speaking of chicken wings, we're going to eat some.
Yep, we're heading that way after this, baby.
There's a strike on the inside edge. One ball, one strike. Send Joelle a text and give me some track info. See if she can get me some inside scoop
on
that.
I haven't heard anything on that yet.
Yeah. Hard ground ball.
Oh! Didn't get down on that one too good.
Third baseman kind of put his glove down, but he forgot to bend over.
Got
to
bend over a little bit too.
And that's going to be a leadoff base hit by Riggs Toby.
There.
Eating him up.
Boys gave him an error up in the middle.
Wow. He didn't touch it, did he?
I don't think he did, but.
Guess what?
He should have.
That's a single. That's a single in the old FRR book.
We're going to run another pinch runner in here.
He's coming in. Sigrist.
Sigrist boy.
Coming in to do some running. That,
that
would be.
Is that Hayden? No, Austin.
Austin Sigrist.
Austin
coming
Sigrist.
In. Nah, I'm giving him a hit. That is one, two. That's a great day for Riggs Toby. Sacrifice, base
yes,
on
sir.
Balls, and two hits.
And they ain't stole one base. Jerry said they're stealing machines. Ain't stole one base.
Haven't stole one base. We've given them Rigsy some freebies.
Says, come on.
Somebody steal. My
Somebody
armors.
Steal. I'll throw you out.
That's exactly right. What kind of scouting report did
we
get?
Them are good scouting reports, though.
27 bases.
Chase Burns, nobody wanted to steal on him either.
What?
Our state team back in. Holy
maybe
boy.
Jerry was looking at their entire season. They had 27 steals in the entire season.
For the season, maybe?
All right, Austin Seekers, pinch runner. Ducey pops one up, coming to Old Fee, and that's going to be in the back of the tree, just 10 feet over our heads.
In a hole here, 0-2. We got to work a little bit. Ducey.
Comes inside.
About hit him.
About hit him in the old left arm.
Those things are curving. You got to stick in there. Don't move.
Because it ain't coming that hard.
It ain't going to hurt that bad.
You'll be over before you get first
before
base.
You get first base.
Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss, Scotty.
Curveball, pretty good one there. Fackler, pretty good curveball there.
Yep. Only the third time the Indians have struck out in this ball game.
Wow, that's
and
pretty good.
We're going to go back up to the top,
top
of the lineup.
Lineup.
And Troy Holman will step in for his fifth at-bat in 7 innings.
We like 5 at-bats a game.
Yes, sirree.
Very much we like them.
Troy hit 2 rockets to the center fielder, and then since then he's had 2 base hits, and he scored 2 runs.
Pulled the last one right down, right between second and first.
What they haven't seen and what we may see tomorrow is a leadoff bunt hit.
Oh, yeah, he's set up for that, too.
Because he can do it. But the way he's seeing the ball right now, there goes the runner. That's a hit and run. That could
trouble.
Be a gap.
That's
forget
trouble.
That, baby.
Keep going, baby. Let's see your wheels. Let's see your wheels. Come
here
on.
Comes Austin Seekers. Austin Seekers down in third.
Come on, baby.
He's coming to home. Here comes the play.
Yes, sir.
He's safe.
Atta boy.
In the meantime, the Troy gets away.
Troy come flying down the third base.
Troy goes to second on the throw. He goes to third on the pass ball, and it is now 11-4. Piece of hitting Troy home.
Woo! That's a nice piece of hitting there.
That is a double by Troy.
Oh, hit and run gap right into the left field.
Hit
nicely done.
Is working well right now.
Yeah, that's what
the
Indians. Coach is calling some good numbers right now.
The Indians' bats have been so much fun to watch here the last 3 weeks.
They are squaring it up. Reese, get a run in here. Might as well.
Austin Seekers went from eating popcorn.
He's taking it easy in the
eating
in the
popcorn
dugout.
And chewing on sunflowers.
You want me to do what? Go out there and run.
To run. And
by the way, score from first base. All right. I can do that.
I can do it. That was inside. I think
I hit him. Yeah, I got it.
To Reese down to first, and now the Indians got runners on the corners, one across.
Catcher went out to talk to the pitcher. Pitcher said, get back here. I don't need to talk
did
to
you. Did you tell him to go back?
Yeah.
I know what I did wrong.
I know. I let one get away. Sage is going to hit here, I believe.
And now, yeah. So Caden Homan.
Caden Homan's night is over.
He's going to let number 14,
that
old
1-4,
Wendell come to the plate.
He can whack one here one time.
So our second baseman comes up. I'd help another. Second base. And Sage with a chance to drive in 2 more runs here.
Base hit. I'll get you 2 here, Sage.
Why
come
not?
On, baby.
Why not, Sage? Why not me, brother?
Why not? Oh, wait.
That was high. Almost hit him in the ear hole.
About took one in the coconut there.
Yes, he did. 1-2.
Come on now, let's go.
Show him what you do with a 1-2. Swing and a miss on a high heater.
High heat got him.
Sagey goes down swinging.
Alex Garkey.
And that's going to bring up number 44, our shortstop, Alex Garkey. Alex had a good, pretty good day at the old dish himself.
He's hit a pretty good dish.
Struck out his first time up, but then he had a big double. Drove in, and he came around to score. And then he had a nice sacrifice.
Yep.
And he also,
coming this way.
There comes the score run. Everybody moves up.
The easy way.
Troy Homan has now scored three straight times. Scored in the fifth, scored in the sixth, and scored in the seventh. Brees Wendell can do the exact same thing. He is now third base.
Yep.
Two away.
Three.
There's a ground ball.
Third baseman took a beating there. That ain't going in. That's going to score another one.
He had no chance of making that play.
Nope.
Brees Wendell scores for his fourth time in this baseball game. Makes it 13-4.
Had that little inkling he might have a decent game.
Yep, you said
scored it. Scored four runs? I'll take that all day.
Folks, we're one run away from this ball game.
Yeah, I don't know if they have to bat bottom of the inning or that's over.
I don't know. That one's inside for a ball. Caden Greasy, now your batter.
Base hit in the gap.
Greasy down.
Get her going, baby.
Comes Alex Garkey. Alex Garkey heading to third. And he's going to be standing up at third. V, what's the score?
We want to get good chicken wing.
Absolutely. Gark's over to third.
Big hit.
Caden Greasy. The first with a base knock.
Gavin Fowler looking to drive one in here.
Indians now with 13 runs on 11 hits. 12 in our book because we gave one to.
Yeah.
Briggsy.
Briggsy had one, yep.
Ooh, that one's popped up
just
and out
missed
of play.
That one. Fastball right down the middle. Got under it a little bit, Gavin.
Gavin Fowler's had a good day. He scored a couple of runs. He's got a couple of hits.
Square that thing up here.
Oh,
pretty good pitch.
Curveball comes across the outside edge. Beautiful
That's
pitch.
That's a truck. Got a little pressure on you here, Gavin. We've been pretty good. Good with two strikes,
and
though.
We have been solid with a two-strike count. Yep. That was high. Good eye. Runners at first and third. I don't think Greasy's going to take off.
Nope. I don't think he's going anywhere.
We're up by nine. We need three outs to move on to the regional finals. Never mind. There he goes.
There he goes. Base
that's
hit
gonna
up.
Be a base hit up. Yeah, that's going to score another run.
I don't know if that's a ball game or not.
All right, we're going to find out. Runners are moving up. Fowler over to second. We got Greasy at third, and it looks to me like they get the bat in the bottom of the
Evidently, they
inning.
Do get a bat.
Because the Indians are now up.
Up by 10.
Garks across the plate. Greasy to third. Fowler to second.
I don't know. I knew that in high school.
Was
that?
They give him an error there? Yeah, they did. So that was an E6. Runners at second and third.
I don't know. Once again, he was running on that. There's no way he's going to get him at second. And I don't think he was going to get him at first off the ground.
No, I don't think so
either. That
Holy
is smoked. Leverett got a bunch of that one. Whoa!
Leverett takes it all the way to the fence, and the left fielder makes a great play.
He gave that a ride.
But the Indians pick up four more runs in the seventh inning. I am wore out.
You did a good job here.
Indians lead 14-4. Fee needs three outs.
We move on
to the regional finals, folks.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back in just a little bit.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
This is the last week that Miracle Lanes will be open until August. That's right, Sunday will be the last day to get all that great food, subs, wings, pizza, and all those other family favorites. Call them at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Last chance until August at Miracle Lanes is this Sunday. So don't wait. Call them at 375-4274 and get your order in now.
All right, welcome back to Insanity. Fee's over there talking to everybody else except what he's supposed to be doing.
Hey, I'm back.
He's back.
Colin's giving me updates. He's telling me everything. Let's go. We're ready to roll.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm jumping the gun here a little bit, but I'm figuring up some hits and stuff for the Indians. And
you're figured up. I'm just going to get you 3 outs.
We need 3 outs, and we hit the road.
Let's
my
go
friend.
To B-Dubs. Who we got?
Now for the locomotives, I'll let you go from there.
All righty.
It's going to be Smith leading them off, I believe.
You are correct. Cam Smith. Swing and a miss.
Lucy out there for a seventh inning of work. And
Lucy.
I'm telling you, if we don't have them couple of bobbles in the...
Oh, man. Yeah, this would have been over
this is a
half hour ago.
Yes, sir.
Another one. Right at me. I had that one.
Got me jerking.
I thought I had it. I'm not getting knocked out of the ball game.
That's what he thought of you. You and I getting chicken wings.
Yeah.
Hey, this ain't over yet.
We ain't done yet.
All right, a couple updates. Anna Reisner got sixth in the 100 meter dash in the time of 12.5.
That a girl. Ooh, 12, hit that 1. Hard.
Not her fastest time on the 100. The 4x1 got second
single
with a time of 49.52.
2-1.
Still 2-1.
Oh, Anna will be competing. So Anna moves on, and Anna
she
still needs,
move on.
Yeah, Anna still needs to run the 200.
Jackson and Richmond, they hit her.
Mara is currently doing her long jump. Thank you, Joelle Kopp, for the updates.
That a girl.
Indians on the verge of coming
Colin
away.
Colin gave me the update. Coldwater. Leads 2-1, sixth inning.
Ooh, that's a great game.
That's a great game. Ground ball. Caden Greasy over to second. On to first.
Look at us.
Come on, play. How about that? 5-4-3. Double play.
I can tell you right now, Sage made up for that early in the
yes,
game
he
with
did.
That roll.
That a boy.
That was a smooth roll at second base.
That
brother.
Was a great roll. Good twist, boys. Nicely done. We need one. Jackson Staler is your hitter. Last chance for Mount Pelier. Indians looking to head on and take on the 23-2 Lipsick Purple Aces. I don't know what they are.
I don't know. Colin
they're purple.
Colin, what's Lipsick? What are they? Lipsick.
Bulldogs?
Vikings? What are you saying? Colors?
Vikings?
Yeah, Vikings, I think.
Vikings? They're purple, right?
I think 93% on that. I think.
He's 93%. That's close enough
That's
for
close
us.
That's close enough for us. That's gospel. 93%.
Come on, AD. One more strike here, brother.
Crowd's getting loud. Here's the pitch. Got it! Indians win it by a score of 14-4. They will move on to the regional finals with a shot at going to Akron in state championship.
Holy cow.
I'll be right back after we get figured out what we're doing. Reese, you're the man.
A locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Has a doctor or health care provider prescribed infusion treatment for you or your loved one? Kopp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing sterile IV medications compounded on our premises. We do insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, reporting to health care providers. So call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Do you have a graduation party you're planning for or a weekend get-together? Let Wayne IGA be your party headquarters. Of course, they have all the drinks you want, pop, beer, wine, Powerade, plus all the snacks. But don't forget that you can also get their great fried chicken, everybody's favorite. And the barbecue pork, cream chicken, and beef make for quick and easy sandwiches. Don't forget to call ahead at 375-2865 to order their party trays. Fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. They'll make your party preparations easier. Wayne IGA, the hometown store that saves you more.
All right, we're back here at Ed Sandy Field.
Yes, sir.
win this bad boy 14-4, and a pretty nice little deal out there. They said a little prayer. They all got out there. The locomotives and the Indians go out there. They all join arms, and they say a little prayer out there between pitcher's mound home plate. And now they go to their respective corners to talk about the game. So I tell you what.
Once again, big inning, Calvin.
It was an inning where in the fifth inning, and Troy leads us off. We go out, we score five runs, and we kind of took control of this ball game. So 14 runs, 12 hits. We only struck out four times. We got two free passes. No, I take that back. We got five walks.
Five walks.
We got five walks. We stranded eight. We had five errors.
Five errors, we got to clean that up.
And that's got to be cleaned up.
This team's pretty good. We're going to face. We got
to
clean that up.
Pretty easy to forget about it today. Because you take them three runs off that they got in the second, and this is a run rule just like the last game.
Yep, absolutely.
And the Indians' bats, I'm telling you, folks.
They're hot.
They are just.
I'll tell you what, Cowboy, we talked about it. How many two-strike hits did we have for RBI?
Down in the count. In the count.
And we just kept ripping them. 1-2, and base hit,
And they were hard-hit balls.
Kids
were swinging like we want to hit it, swinging like we just want to make contact.
Kids were on our show last night, and we kind of talked about, I said, you know, the one thing I really thought about our state team back then, we had a lot of kids that never got uncomfortable with two strikes on them. Man, is that show up today?
These guys are
hitting the ball and they are comfortable.
Yeah, they look like they were heading the count hitting some of those pitches.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they just kept giving them ride after ride, and you know, and they're fun to watch.
Can't ask for anything more, man. They're
absolutely fun to watch. You know, and here's the thing. So if I tell you on the way here we're going to have five errors and Alex Deuce is only going to strike out three guys.
Oops.
We don't even hardly make it.
Yeah.
We might turn around.
Yeah, that'd have been a bad.
But he had his control. The defense, you know, the defense made some great plays. And like you said, you give us a lollipop, we'll boot it.
Yeah.
You make us dive for it, make a great play.
Dive club firing, we'll get you out every time.
Yeah, we'll get you out every time.
We'll get you out every time.
And we just, that was the way it was. We had a couple of those plays where it was like routine. This could be an easy DP.
Easy double play.
And in the end, we roll a double play in the seventh.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
That was fabulous.
I mean, that was picked up.
5-4-3, and you can't roll it any better than Sage.
Sage rolled that baby at second base. Absolutely perfect.
Yep.
And I don't think Gavin Fowler was ready for it. I mean, Gavin's down there like, oh, my God, we're going to get him.
We are going to get him.
And that was a beautiful play, and the Indians move on.
Yes, absolutely. Troy Homan is hot right now.
Troy Homan. Yeah, let me go over some of these guys with some hits.
Man, these kids have had some great games.
Troy Homan scored three runs, three hits. Reese Wendell, four runs, three hits. Caden Homan, another good night, and he had the fielder's choice and scored the run.
Yep.
Remember in the first inning?
Yep.
And then he scored in the fifth, and then he
drove in another one, I think.
He drove in one more, and I'm thinking that was –
That was
that crazy 7-5. He reached on a walk. And then he was stuck out there at second.
Yeah.
And then this left fielder dropped it, and he got thrown out there. But he had a hit. Alex Garkey with a hit. Caden Greasy with a couple of hits. Gavin Fowler with a good day at the plate. He had a couple of hits.
Riggs Toby, tough.
Riggs Toby was – he had two hits, a base on balls, and a sacrifice. He was perfect. The Rex Leverett comes in and bats for receivers and takes the first pitch. 310 feet on a 313-foot fence.
He
absolutely
smoked that.
So good for Rexy on that at bat.
Yes, sir.
Just an all-around good game for the Indians.
Take away
a couple of errors, and we were perfect.
Yep, absolutely. So we're hitting the ball. Let's keep hitting the ball, fouls, and having fun.
So now we come back tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Let's do it again.
And we play Lipsick, who is, what did you say,
23-2.
Snackies.
Pretty good player.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
But should be a great final, though. I mean, we're playing good. They're playing good. Let's bring it on. Let's see what happens.
I'm assuming we're going to see Caden Greasy on the mound.
Hooker is going to happen.
I mean, he's
going to have that little hook flying at him. They ain't going to hit him.
I hope he comes out and he's got his. I mean, he is an absolute competitor.
He is.
And he's a grinder, and he's going to give you everything he's got.
Yep. And we got backups, Troy. We got
A lot of arms fresh.
Yeah, Garkey's fresh. Leverett's fresh. I mean, we could throw one inning each guy if they wanted to.
Yeah, we could really mix it up. And I think if he gets a little bit in trouble and it's a you know, low-scoring game, maybe no scoring game or anything like that, we got plenty of arms that we can put in there. Troy's going to have to be ready. You know, Garks is going to have to be ready, and Rex is going to have to be ready.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances with them.
I'll take our chances. We're playing pretty good now, partner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're down to 8 teams left in the state of Ohio in Division IV baseball.
The Elite Eight. We're here.
And the purple is part of it. So we haven't done this since 2016. A little probably more relaxing for you.
Yeah.
You're on this side of the fence talking about the game instead of being out there thinking about the game. And, man, we wish the best here to Coach Ike and his team. You know, it's neat to see them out there practicing behind my house. I can tell you that. Here they are. School's out. Nobody's there, but we got baseball.
Yeah.
So.
Can't beat it.
Harold and I couldn't be happier to come back tomorrow night.
We'll come do it again.
We'll give you hopefully another victory, and we'll see what we can do against Lipsick. We'll be back on the air probably about 5:15, 5:10, something like that tomorrow night.
Yep. That sounds like a winner.
For me and Harold Feely and Reese Guckenbiller, that's all we got here from Ed Sandy Field in Elida. The Indians again win 14-4, and we'll be back in roughly 22 hours.
See you in a couple of hours.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.